This is Scott Mills, and this is Kevin, who's Artie from Glee. Hello.
What up?
I can't believe you're actually here.
Me neither.
How weird is that?
Surreal. I'm such a groupie right now.
You love a bit of Radio 1, don't you?
I do. I thought I was like, from my car to actually being here.
Yeah, welcome to the UK.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
So I saw you having a little bit of a party on Saturday night. Went out for a bit, didn't you?
We enjoyed dancing.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. How is that? A sensible dance.
People must come up to me and go, oh my God, it's a miracle. He can dance.
It does happen every now and then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So who else is here from the Glee cast?
Amber and Chris and Jenna.
Okay, yeah. Cool. And they're all just kind of floating around at
the moment. They're here somewhere.
Doing various interviews.
Yeah.
Also, I know it's your birthday today.
It is.
So happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Should we dim the lights, or is it not worth it, do you think, for this amazing surprise?
Oh.
All right, they're kind of dimmed.
How romantic.
Okay. So can we turn them off anymore? We don't actually know how to do that. Anyway, that's amazing.
It's high tech.
One that doesn't speak, that is incredible. Really good. Mood lighting.
Happy birthday.
Yes. Look at this. Oh, glorious cupcake.
Should I come clean about that?
Uh-oh. Oh, why?
No, it was just given to me by someone else earlier, to be honest, Kevin. And I thought, look, it's his birthday. I haven't arranged anything, so I'm now passing it off
yesterday.
To you.
Is that okay? I did the same thing for Father's Day.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. So happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. Woo!
All of our people in here would sing happy birthday to you, but that'd just be embarrassing, and it'd be like being at TGI's or something, so let's move on.
Nothing wrong with that.
No. also, I need to say Jenna, who plays Tina,
yes.
I think she may have been watching too many movies set in the Victorian era of London. Do you know about this?
Oh, no, what?
Before your flight, she put, "Here we come, foggy London."
Oh, yeah, she did, yeah.
On Twitter. Oh. It's not really foggy like that much anymore.
It's not.
No.
It was actually really nice when we got here.
Yeah, you've got really good weather.
Yeah.
So tell me about your UK experience so far.
Well, you saw part of it, I guess, from Saturday night.
Just some pictures.
just some sensible pictures.
Yeah.
It's been good. My brother actually goes to uni out here, and my other brother was visiting him, so they've both been out here crashing.
Which uni?
At my hotel. He goes to Durham.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So it's been fun. We've been going around, you know, close to our hotel and whatnot, eating and trying not to get beat up during the US-England game.
Yeah.
Oh.
Did you just hide for that?
We went to a pretty calm pub bar place. It was nice. We had like our little American corner, and when the US team came out, we were like, oh, shit. And like golf clap throughout the whole. And I don't even want to talk about
it. Are you a big fan of the football?
I am. I probably know more about Brazilian football than US, but
okay.
Yeah.
But you're you like it.
I know, I love it. It's my favorite sport.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now you listen to Radio 1 a lot. We've discussed this before.
Yes.
And I noticed from your Twitter you like a lot of British bands that a lot of Americans probably wouldn't know.
Right.
Like you know who McFly are.
Oh. Don't even get me started.
What?
I love McFly.
You do, don't you?
Oh yeah, I love him. Yeah.
Yeah. Who else?
They're great. I love me some Cheryl Cole.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, she's nice to look at.
Yeah, she's not bad. Okay. I mean, I like her music too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who else? Because you quite like the pop. You like a bit of McFly. You like a bit of Cheryl Cole. But you like a bit of everything. Really.
Yeah, I really do. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're stopping me now.
Who else? Oh, that's good though. Cheryl Cole and McFly. Yeah, do people know Cheryl Cole in America?
Not really. I've been trying to do my best.
Yeah, you're
getting the. I'm like, you need to know. We actually went to American Idol like a month or so ago, and I pulled Simon aside, and I was like, "Listen, X Factor's coming over. I love it. Bring Cheryl, and you can use me whenever you need. I will do anything." I was like, "You can completely whore me out for X Factor."
Excellent. So you've seen the UK X Factor?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Wow. What? Just on YouTube? You watch it?
Illegally online somewhere.
Oh god. Oh no.
By the way, getting the finger.
By the way, thank you so much for my Sue Sylvester tracksuit top.
Of course.
That is that lying around your house.
Yeah.
See, you know when famous people go, yeah, we'll send it to you, and you think that's never going to happen, and it actually arrived.
You need to thank this woman right here.
Oh, so you didn't post it yourself?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
Because it probably would have never showed up if I did it. I barely know how to mail something.
That's incredible. Thank you very much. How did your Glee live shows go in America?
It was amazing. You know, when you sign up for a TV show, you're like, we're never going to go on tour. What is that?
But, so that wasn't planned at the beginning.
Well, it was kind of in the contract just in case, but we never thought it would happen. Mm. And I'm so glad it did. It was amazing. We had like 5 shows in 3 days at Radio City, sold out. It was unreal.
Wow. You're going to see a lot of the world as well, aren't you?
Yeah, it is not bad.
Yeah.
Not
bad. Are you going to announce some tour dates here?
I hope so. Mm. I mean, I'm plugging like O2. I'm like, come on. Can we make that happen?
That would be great.
Let's add it to the wish list.
Yeah.
That's probably completely unrealistic. But
I think you could probably do O2.
Let's put it out there.
Yeah. So, I mean, it would be good if you could do some UK dates soon. That's all I'm saying.
I know we're down. We were just talking about it.
Who do I need to talk to make this happen?
I'm sure we could call Ryan Murphy.
Okay.
Yeah, the creator of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's talk to him.
Do I have to talk to Pam here?
Yeah, we could talk to Pam. Pam makes things happen.
Pam?
She got you the jacket.
She posted the tracksuit.
Yeah. After that, it's cake, right? It's gravy.
Are you on board, Pam, with the Glee Live Tour? Excellent. Right, she says yes. so we got the finale tonight in the UK.
Yes. Dun, dun, dun.
Please tell me that Rachel and Finn have a little bit of a snog.
I don't know. I can't say. It's like on in a few hours.
Okay.
Just hold out. Just hold out. So much happens.
God.
I'll just say Bohemian Rhapsody. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
And then we're going to be gleeless for quite some time, aren't we?
A little bit. Yeah. Probably till.
I've heard till after Christmas. Maybe here.
What? Oh, really?
Yeah. Because you haven't started filming the.
No, we start next month.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, in like a month, actually.
All right. Well, if you could rush through it, because there were gonna be people that are just.
I'll do my best.
There are gonna be people who are
just
tonight,
really irritated.
A massive hole in.
I understand. I'll talk to them, see if we can get our act together.
Just call Ryan again.
Yeah,
he'll sort it out.
Let's talk to Pam.
Oh, Pam. Pam's not enjoying mentioned that much, I don't think. Right, okay, Kevin's with us. It's Artie from Glee. What we'll do is we'll play Sean Kingston and Justin Bieber.
Yes.
And then we'll play Oh, What's Occurring. Would you be part of that?
Oh,
amazing.
Please.
Let's do it next.